It's Monday, November 4th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central, the longest continuous running tech podcast. This is show number 904, sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com. Geek News Central is brought to you in part by GoDaddy. And this month, Website Builders makes it easy to create your own website, put your business online, and find new customers. Choose from hundreds of customizable designs, and you're on your way. Hey, we got a great deal for you. We're going to get you a website builder for only $1 a month by using the promo code WSB5. Some limitations apply. See site for details. Geek News Central is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Hey, folks, we got a great show lined up for you tonight. We're going to give away some chances to for you to buy glass. Talk about that here in a few minutes. You know what comes next? Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There is no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central, coming to you as live as it can be from the beautiful state of Hawaii via the Geek News Central studio overlooking Greater Honolulu. Hey, everyone, welcome to the show. And, of course, we're off to a crazy start here already tonight. It started this afternoon. My wife called me. I was away from the house, and she said, guess what? I'm like, oh, what? She says, I heard a big crash in the house, and I'm like, well, what happened? And basically, in our master bedroom, the closet decided to, for a better word, all the shelving in there collapsed. We had way too much weight on there. So my wife, of course, I come home. I'm getting ready to do show prep. She's in there kind of pulling her hair out a little bit. So bless her heart, she's been working to try to get the master bedroom closet. We were going to buy those, you know, those real nice wall units, real fancy, you know. And we'd already did the kids' bedrooms with those. And so when this happened, I said, well, just, you know, go down, go ahead and get them. And she went online and basically did some pricing. And she says, wait a minute, we have to wait. We can't quite put these in yet. She says, I got an idea. And so she's been working on it ever since. So that's kind of what create, you know, it's just every once in a while your house will throw you for, you know, one of those side angles. And but that's just the way it goes, I guess, sometimes. And I don't know what's going on here, but my lower third does not want to be a lower third right now. It wants to be a something else. I don't know. The sizing on it's wrong. We'll get that fixed. But what it is since the upgrade to the 860 here, the TriCaster 860, my switches are flipped, and I haven't got the new labeled switches. So every once in a while, I hand jam the wrong one, which causes a lot of problems. But anyway, that's it. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all of the listeners and viewers from around the world. Thanks for being here. And if you're brand new to the show, I've got a great show lined up for you tonight. Lots of tech to talk about. We'll get into that here in just a little bit. We spend a little bit of time at the beginning of every show just kind of catching up with what's going on. And hope that you'll become part of our permanent family here at Geek News Central. It's real easy to do. So all you got to do is come over to geeknewscentral.com and really check the site out. Get involved. You know, the bloggers are writing great articles over there, putting all kinds of great content up on a daily basis. Of course, the podcasting team is doing cool stuff as well with Langley in Robot Underpants and Mr. Don Bain, the Gadget Professor. So lots of content for you on a daily basis here at Geek News Central. And of course, my show every Monday and Thursday night. Of course, the new media show every Friday. Excuse me, every Saturday. I get my day straight. And I'm going to be doing some more stuff too. So we're staying pretty busy here. And of course, on the march to CES, getting ready for that. That's really creeping up on me a lot faster than, for a better word, a lot faster than what it normally does. And I'm a little bit behind on the eight ball just because of the stuff that's been going on here. I'm going to be on travel next week. I'm going to be in Tucson area. in Tucson, Arizona. So if you're in that general area in Tucson, let me know, and we'll definitely connect up. I'll probably have time to do that maybe Wednesday night. So the plan right now is not to do a show Monday and Thursday. Maybe Thursday. I don't know. It depends on what time I get back here in Honolulu. But I may have a step in for the show next week. We'll let you know about that. But I'll be in Tucson Monday through Thursday of next week, actually flying back on Thursday. So keep you advised on that. Hey, if you are been following the show for a long time, hey, you guys know how to contact me, but it's real easy on Twitter, @GeekNews. Of course, you can email me here at the show at geeknews@gmail.com. You can watch the show on the podcast channel on the Roku, on Boxy, Samsung Smart TV, Google TV, of course, the Tech Podcast channel on those devices, and of course, just about any piece of glass there is. Tonight's show notes will be at gncshownotes.com/904. Of course, we send the show notes out via newsletter as well, so if you're signed up for the newsletter, you'll get the all the show notes delivered directly to your inbox immediately following the show. And basically, as soon as I hit publish on the show tonight, after we get done, I will actually then immediately cut and paste everything and jam it into an email, and it'll be off and you'll have it. Many of you will be getting it when you wake up first thing in the morning and have all the content that I'm going to cover tonight. So make sure you get signed up for the newsletter. Of course, proud members of Tech Podcast Network over techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's here. And definitely check all the shows out over there. Please do so and see if you can find some additional podcasts to listen to and let them know where you heard about the network. Definitely tell those podcasters you heard it from me, and they'll definitely appreciate it. Okay, so what's going on as far as the sponsor stuff goes? Boy, I tell you, very, very cool deal this month. Our good friends over at GoDaddy, of course, GoDaddy's been a longtime sponsor here of Geek News Central, really July of 2005. They jumped on board, and every month they just blow me away with the offers. So this month, as I said at the very beginning of the show, and I got to refine that script a little bit for the rest of the month, but if you go down to the website, and it really, the details of it is listed right on Geek News Central, geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy, you're going to find that it's real simple. For $1 per month, you get Website Builder Plus, a free domain, and I forgot to mention at the beginning, but for $1 a month, you get their Website Builder product plus a free domain by using the promo code WSB5. Now, basically, it's real simple. Their website builder is amazing. It allows you to build a professional website, tie in e-commerce. There's just all kinds of stuff that you can do. They give you good search engine optimization. They even make your site mobile ready. So that's the best part about it. It's mobile ready, and really, it'll simplify and really make things easy for you to run, you know, your new website. If you're, you know, if you're a startup or you have an idea, you can't go wrong. For $1 a month using Website Builder, you know, $12 is what it's going to cost you to sign up for it. Then they're going to give you a free domain. That's an $8.49 value. Okay. So what do you've got into this? You know, you've got, you know, total value, you know, out of your pocket's going to be like $350. Because, you know, the domain name, again, it's nothing. So this is the deal of the year, really. And the promo code on that is very simple to use. All it is WSB5. Again, WSB5 is the code. I'll have that link up in the show notes. Of course, all our specials are still ongoing. We've got a bunch of specials that haven't expired yet. Our dollar per month, we already talked about that, 30% off your order. But a brand new order, if you're picking up a big item, you can use the 30Deal3 code. You can get a .com for $199 at 199 geeks is the code on that. Or this is a different type of hosting, the economy hosting for $1.99 per month, and you get a free domain with that as well using HostAuth3. I don't know when these other codes are going to die. We'll keep an eye on them. But one thing I have been informed is sadly our SSL certificate is no longer valid. In a couple of you had trouble. Talked to the folks at GoDaddy, and basically they're repositioning SSL. I think they're raising the price. So that $12.95 price that I was able to offer for so many years is no longer in existence. So that is gone. That's a deal that they took off the table. I know a lot of you used it, and really, believe me, it's really good when you did because it really helped the show a lot. So sadly, that one's gone, and I'm disappointed to see it having been taken off the offer block. But again, if you come over to geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy, there's a bunch of codes there, really for every occasion. Mix match them, use them the way you need to save the most money. And you really, that's what we're about. We're saving you, getting you great offers and deals on a variety of products and services they have over there. So definitely check them out. And we want to thank GoDaddy for being a sponsor here. Geeknesscentral.com/GoDaddy is the domain or the link that you can come to find all of the promo codes. Okay, so let me go ahead here and get into the whole, and let me get through this. I don't want to spend a lot of time talking about the stuff, but I did want to take a few minutes to get into just some stuff going on. This past Saturday, new media show with Callie Lewis. A little bit was a little weird because Rob had a power outage in his house, and he let me know about 10 minutes before. He says, hey, I'm going to be calling into my on my tablet via Skype. I'll only be on voice. So we had Callie on video on top and Rob just on audio on the bottom. It worked out fine. Had an hour and a half with Callie and talked about Geek Week TV and everything they're doing over there. And one thing that kind of surprised me is I didn't know that they don't really do audio. All they really do is just strictly video. And I just, that kind of shocked me. Of course, their show's pretty visual. So, and she's having some of the same challenges that we're even having with YouTube, where our YouTube numbers are very, very, I call it manimi, very small. And the same thing with her. She says her YouTube numbers were pretty small compared to her podcast numbers, which really pay the bills. It's just so weird that we continue to hear this over and over again. But anyway, a great show with Callie this past Saturday. Podcast awards are still going on. Voting continues. And doing real well on traffic. As a matter of fact, we've had some press people reach out and have some questions, and I'm providing some feedback, and we may have some articles pop in some newspapers and magazines here in the next couple of weeks. But so exciting about that, getting some traction there. As a reminder, our insider community, geeknewscentral.com/insider, has now really got a true community. And I send an email to all of you basically informing you and inviting you, especially the ones with a Gmail address, inviting you to the insider community. And you all got that blast on Saturday. I know you're slowly trickling in there, but what we want to do is we're going to shift the community off the mailing list and into a Google Plus community. So if you're an insider, you've gotten that invite. If you haven't, and you're an insider, you need to email Sam at insider@geeknewscentral.com, and Sam will take care of you and get you in the insider community and basically get you hooked up over there with the rest of the folks that are already insiders. As well, we've got the regular public community that's available. I'm going to be pressing that a little bit more. We're trying to have more discussion outside of the show, so I want you guys to join that community where we can talk on a daily basis and hang out and do cool things when we're not doing a podcast. So definitely check those links up. They're going to be in the show notes a little more prominently starting tonight, so be aware of that. But the insider community is private. The only way you become an insider is if you contribute to the show, have done something significant in the past. That list is pretty extensive, and we've invited all those insiders to that private community. But the public one's still available for everyone, so don't worry. Okay, so if you want glass, do you want glass? And I've got glass. Actually, I needed to charge it. I was using it all day. Let me reach back here. And change out, put glass on. So glass is being basically made available to three of you from me. And I can basically invite three folks over the next 14 days. And this is a commitment because you're going to have to shell out $1,500. All right, this is not a small decision. But you're going to be one of the first, you know, less than, I think, 20,000 people in the United States that will have glass. And this has been an amazing conversation piece. Wherever I go, people stop me and ask questions. I know that I got one guy that's here in Hawaii that's chomping at the bit. He wants it bad, bad, bad. He's already sent Sam an email, let him know. So we got, I know, at least one person in the community so far that's really kind of said me, 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 me. And what I want you to do is just email me or email Sam at insider@geeknewscentral.com and let Sam know why you want glass, okay? And basically, if we get just three, those three are going to be it. But I really want you to only do this if you have a major commitment. So, okay, glass, take a picture. So we just took a picture. And that can go to my G Plus if I want to share that right now. But, you know, what I want you guys to do is really think about if you want to do this. This is not a small financial undertaking. It's significant. You don't have to go anywhere to get them. You're going to be able to do a hangout session with a glass advisor. He's going to get you set up, walk you through using glass. It's going to be, you know, kind of a cool interactive thing. But if you want a chance to basically buy glass and not win glass, but buy glass and be one of the three people that I submit, you know, send that email. And probably what I'm going to do is on Thursday's show, we'll put the last shout out out. This you're only going to get, if people aren't listening, they will have missed. So I will put the shout out on the last shout out on the following show. And then Sam and I are going to work through the list of people, and then we're going to basically send those invites out and get your credit card ready, because within a day or two, Google will be emailing you and giving you the chance to go ahead and purchase. I only have a total of three people that can get glass, okay? And my invites came, actually I had to reach out to the Google team. I said, hey, where'd my invites go? Because I heard they all went out, and they said, oh, yeah, let me resend that, and they did. So you're going to be able to order, all right? And we want you, if you want to, we want you to have that chance. So keep you advised on that. All right, let me look here at the rest of my stack. And of course, how do you do that? I totally jacked up my glasses. Hey, if you've done it, I know that we've had a couple $100 donations come in on the crowdfunding side. If you're a Geek News Central listener, and you are one that did that, remember, we're going to give you some free advertising on the show. You need to email me here, okay? Email me geeknews@gmail.com. Tell me which donation was yours, and we'll get you started, okay? So remember, if you do a $100 donation and you're a listener of this show, we're going to run advertising for your business right here on the podcast. And we're going to, you know, if you've got a product you want to sell, as long as it's not like something kinky or weird, as long as it's, you know, something that we can talk about in a family safe show, I'll do that. So just be advised of that, okay? All right, two people did contact. So Sam corrected me. He said, hey, Todd, there was two folks from show 900 that did request their prizes. So we've got their information, so we're good. And anyway, we'll be handling that. But the third person still hasn't pinged, and Sam and I are going to work together to see if we can figure out who that is and email them again. Okay, so let me go ahead and get into the content tonight. I got a full stack for you. I've already talked way too long here at the beginning of the show. But this, I'm going to start right off kind of on a semi-serious note. There's an article over on Wired talking about we're about to lose net neutrality and the internet as we knew it. This article by Marvin Amori is saying that net neutrality is a dead man walking. The execution date isn't set, but it could be days or months at best. And since net neutrality is the principle in forbidding huge telecommunication companies from treating users, websites, and apps differently, say by letting some work better than others over their pipes, the dead man walking isn't some abstract or far removed principle just for wonks. It affects the internet as we all know it. Now, we all know why net neutrality was so important. There were some big deals done, you know, and some policies set on basically opening up the airways and giving people more, companies like AT&T, giving Verizon more digital airspace. And they agreed. But companies like AT&T, Comcast, and Verizon, and others declared war on the internet's foundational principle that its network should be neutral and users don't need anyone's permission to invest, create, communicate, broadcast, or share online, and the neutral level playing field provided by permissionless innovation has really drove what we know today. That freedom, he believes, is not going to survive much longer if a federal court, the second most powerful court in the nation behind the Supreme Court, which is the D.C. Circuit, he believes is set to strike down the nation's net neutrality law, a rule adopted by the FCC in 2010. So we'll see where this goes. But, you know, AT&T back in 2005 said that they wanted to introduce a business model to the internet, charging companies like Google and Yahoo more money to reliably reach internet users. Now, you guys have been here since 2004, many of you, and we've talked about net neutrality many times. And here's the principle. You and I pay our internet service providers a lot of money to give us access to the internet so that we can go and do what we choose, where we choose, when and how. Whether it be movies, going to websites, listening to this show, watching this show, going to YouTube, going to an adult site, going to whatever is your fancy, without restriction, without any type of tightening of the pipes, basically any without restrictions, you've been able to do what you want to do on the web and without basically being throttled. You pay them that for that right, okay? You tell them, this is what I want from your service. Now, what these individual companies are proposing is they want their cake and they want to eat it too. They want to go, Verizon and AT&T and Comcast and others have said, Google, If you want the people that are coming to your website to have a great experience, you have to give us $1 billion a year so that we can make sure that your traffic gets through our network just fine. So we paid them, and now AT&T, Comcast, Verizon, Time Warner, all these other companies want to extort money out of companies like Yahoo, Google, startups, Netflix, you name it, all the sites that drive a lot of traffic, they want to go to them and say, pay me, pay me, pay me. Now, remember, Google already pays for a provider to get them on the web. It provides this. As a matter of fact, Google owns most of their fiber, you know, interchanges, all that stuff, and they do peering arrangements. So they have some of this in place already, but it's the last mile. When it hits our service providers where the toll road, it's like the troll's going to come out and say, you want to go down this street? You got to give me $10. If you don't give me $10 to go down this street, it's going to be very painful. You're going to get hurt. Or, you know, we're just not going to deliver. You're not going to get through. You're not going to be able to get to your destination. We'll block you. So these trolls want to have net neutrality go away. Now, this is an additional toll. This is an additional revenue model for them. So far, consumer groups, technology companies, political leaders, and American citizens saw initially in the early days through this nonsense and rallied around a principle to preserve the internet's openness. And we all advocated for a necessary rule, a non-discrimination principle that became known as network neutrality. And it is on the verge of being eliminated. In this case, and it looks like this DC circuit in their initial questioning was leaning towards the companies. So I want you all to be very prepared, because I'm going to give you a call to action. If the DC circuit rules for AT&T, Comcast, Time Warner, Verizon, I want you all to get very loud. And you know, this, you should get as politically active in politics as you can when it comes to these types of issues, because it's going to fundamentally change the internet. And I may be asked to pay a toll to get this show to you. Now, maybe the judges will come back and split the difference and they'll preserve net neutrality in some limited form. Maybe this will end up being taken all the way to the Supreme Court. Who knows? But there should be non-discrimination on the internet of traffic. Things should be allowed to free flow back and forth. They already, now remember, these companies and these groups already have peering arrangements. You know, if one moves a lot more traffic than the other, there's some financial exchange. But usually it tries to be pretty even. You know, Level 3 and Global Crossings and all these groups that are out there that have the big exchanges. It's where all the traffic comes in and goes the other direction. So we'll see where this goes. But be aware, this is coming. This is when Wired puts out a piece like this, they wouldn't let this out whether or not there's some true concern out there, okay? So be aware of what may be coming down the pipe. Okay, today, 25th anniversary of basically the first bug that got on the internet. It was the Morris worm 25 years ago, and basically it taught the world that computers were capable of contracting viruses. And I'll have a link up to this article on the Register, and I think you'll find it very funny in watching the 3-minute interview of some guys from MIT. And let me tell you, some of these folks that they interviewed were, you know, us geeks, we have a reputation of being nerds, right? Oh my goodness. When you guys watch this video, you're going to be like, whoa. And matter of fact, the guy that's doing part of the interview has got these big rim horn glasses. He's got this massive beard and, not real camera friendly. I think you will get a kick out of that just watching that video. But 6,000 of the 60,000 machines on the internet at the time were infected. anyway, I'll have the link up in the show notes for you. 25 years ago, November 1988, I was still doing dial-up. I was still doing a bulletin board at the time. I wasn't connected to the web. Oh, my goodness. All right. 3D printing is coming a long way. And a gentleman has a son who was born with a birth defect. And basically, he is lacking basically full functioning of his hand. And he basically went out and bought a printer, one of the 3D printers. And he basically designed himself a robotic hand for his son. And it only cost him $10 to print it. And $2,000 for the printer. But the materials were only $10, and he's pretty excited because a normal, if he would have went through like the insurance company and got a prosthetic, it'd have been like $20,000. So pretty cool stuff on what's happening on the 3D front, and I think we're going to see a lot more of this type of stuff as time goes on. And very, very cool. And his son was if you watch the video, his son's like, hey, I'm a cyborg, you know. So the kid's got a good sense of humor, and at the same time, he's got something unique, a one of a kind prosthetic. All right, the RIAA is basically saying Bitcoins make it hard to track or seize Pirate Bay donations, and so the folks went and did a little more digging in, and it turns out that they've raised about 100 Bitcoins, or had about 100 Bitcoins donated to them, about $20,000, all of which pretty much were basically distributed as donations back to other organizations. So, the Pirate Bay was making a lot of money through Bitcoin donations. So, I don't know how much of a case the RIAA has on that, but they want the feds to do something, of course. You have to shake your head a little bit. There's an article over in Tech Dirt, and this is something that's absolutely bizarre. Representative Mike Rogers, the man supposedly in charge of oversight of the intelligence community, claims that there can be no privacy violations if you don't know your privacy is violated. This is what he said. He claimed that there can be no privacy violations if you and I do not know that your privacy is being violated. You know, the Colbert report had obviously something to say about that. I'll have a link up in the show notes. Boy, the things that come out of people's mouths is really funny. Gmail stays up as Google rejects Microsoft's DMCA takedown notice. You know, while Google receives millions of DMCA notices really every month, and so, I guess like every 10 seconds or something, they get one for its search services every week. You know, they have to go through, and there's filtering systems, and they, you know, some of them are automated and some they have to be manually processed. But during the first full week of October, Google had processed close to 6.5 million notices in a single week. That's an incredible amount. But on the part of their transparency report, they did reject a few takedowns. And one of them was a request by Microsoft to take down mail.google.com as an infringing URL. But it had some sort of issue from a privacy standpoint or from a DMCA issue. I'm sure someone wrote an email and attached some file or something. But anyway, long story short, Google... rejected that one, not to be surprised. Microsoft is giving away free IT training and a job to soldiers. This is pretty cool. Microsoft Today said it will offer a free 16-week IT course for soldiers transitioning out of the military into civilian life with a guaranteed job at the end. The Microsoft Software and Systems Academy will be based on the Microsoft IT Academy, offering the training necessary to take the next steps and pursue training to become a developer, applications engineer, or IT project manager. At the end of the course, Microsoft said participants will be hired as software testers by either Microsoft or Launch Consulting, the technology consulting firm administering the program. As the program expands, those additional soldiers will be guaranteed at least a job interview. So they're saying that... so they don't say how many total they're going to hire. I think this is pretty cool of Microsoft, in offering up this course. So, very, very cool. The SSS Academy program will expand to bases in California and Texas, as well as Washington State. So very, very cool. Very, very cool. And of course, all the, Army base Fort Hood, down in Texas. It's just northwest of Austin. Okay, too much cash causes a pirate admin to quit. Okay, so this guy in Germany put up an ebook dump, and he was making 43,000 ebooks available on a Tor site. And their server, it could become very, very popular. They had 1.2 million ebook downloads per day. And so Torbox implemented a paywall and asked users for €3.33 per month to try to pay for the servers. Around a third of the site's users left, but according to the site's operator, things went better than expected. Every user had to pay €10, with PaySafe card, which is the minimum amount at the stores. We were in need of about 500 euros per month, but got much, much more. So they got so much money. They were very fast on the trajectory to have over 100,000 euros, and they didn't need that kind of money. It became a little bit of an issue. They were trying to do licensing deals with the ebook distributors and all kinds of stuff. It really didn't happen. And so they become so successful that they got worried that they had all this cash and they might become this big target, and they pulled the plug. And he said, okay, this turned out better than we thought it would be. So they were so successful they got too successful. He said, I saw the amounts of money steeply rising to five digits from the start, and without a lot of imagination, six-digit number of euros will be reached by the middle of November. He says, and he says, this was not good because we weren't able to get a licensing deal. We tried to keep our title safe from any other sites to having something to offer for us. And for me, it would have been okay if the people get their books with a legal low-cost flat rate. And that's what they were doing. They're offering the books at a flat rate. People pay each month. They get access to all the books in the library. And basically, it wasn't illegal, but they basically were ignored completely by the licensing group. With too much money at hand and no deal, they shut Torbox down. And wow. So that's kind of funny. You know, that's a good problem to have, too much cash. So there's obviously a business out there for flat rate ebooks. There's a register clash going on. Remember those domains that were seized in the UK? Last month, the City of London police tried to suspend dozens of pirate sites. Some registers complied, some didn't. This wasn't even with a court order that was just being asked. Well, EasyDNS filed a request for enforcement under the ICANN transfer dispute resolution policy because a competing register who had taken down domains on just a verbal request from the City of London police called PDR out of India is refusing to transfer out three alleged pirate site domains. EasyDNS says, we want those. We'll transfer those in. We'll host them. And PDR saying, no, we're not going to transfer them to you. So they've taken that transfer to the ICANN. And so, again, these registers did this, took these sites down without any sort of a law enforcement action. It was just basically, hey, can you take these down? These are infringing. And the registers did. Okay, moving quickly here. There's so many apps. You know, there really, really is. And it, you know, and for me at this point, somebody has to really wow me to really make to make an impact. And one of you sent me an email talking about JumpCam. Never been aware of this. And I guess it's on iOS. It's getting ready to come to Android. So I was reading about it. There's some articles up. I have a link up in the show notes, but JumpCam is an app that allows users to make short and shareable videos together. And they launched the Android version on Monday. And the launch of Android come less than 2 months after JumpCam debuted in iOS. But everyone's just telling me that this thing is the bomb. So I'll have this link up in the show notes. And if you haven't used JumpCam, check it out. If you have used it, send me links to some of the videos you've made. But they've done a lot with little, and people are pretty impressed with it. Hey, the best image editing app for Mac OS X? Many of us think of Photoshop. And of course, paying Adobe's high cost will get you an app that does more than what most of us really need. And I've been actually looking for some new apps. I use GIMP on most of my PCs. But Pixelmator, PIXELMATOR, for $30 is getting this fantastic review over at Lifehacker. And I'll have the link up in the show notes. It talks about where it excels, where it falls short. So you can do read the review on it. And maybe just the type of video editing app that you can use and get the most out of it and not have to pay a huge amount of money. Comcast Xfinity TV Go app. Again, Comcast Xfinity TV Go app. And now on Android and iOS. So if you're a Comcast customer who wants to stream live TV from somewhere other than your couch, the Xfinity TV Go app is available download right now from both Google Play and iTunes. As long as you have a steady Wi-Fi connection and an Android device running Froyo, F-R-O-Y-O, or an iOS gizmo with iOS 6 or better, you should be good to go. So you can get CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox, watch ESPN, Fox Sports, NBC Sports, National Geographic, FX, USA, and a few others. So, let you know that's available. Lots of, issues going on over at Apple. Apple scrambling to fix buggy Maverick apps. Updates have been seeded for Mail, iBooks, Safari, remote desktop client, and a variety of others. Matter of fact, we got an email today, Well, let me finish this first. So they've been kicking out a whole bunch of stuff. They kicked out remote. They updated iBooks. So just be aware that they're trying to fix a bunch of bugs in Maverick. And little by little, they're doing so. Hey, got an email today from the Opera team. And, of course, many of you probably familiar with the Opera browser. And you could see some new things coming to Opera soon. We're kind of excited. We're talking with them about putting an app on their infrastructure. And so everyone's into the app space now. So Angelo's working that, and we'll see where this leads, but we'll talk to you about it as we can. Microsoft now offers $100,000 for Tales of Your Horrible Infections. Now, the Windows 8 giant started paying for vulnerability reports in June, having basically $100,000 prize pot for security researchers. But now, anyone who registers at doa@microsoft.com can take part. So if you find a new exploitable hole is discovered, or more importantly, hackers have found ways to defeat built-in protections, Redmond can get on the case as soon as possible, and you may win some money. So they're willing to pay $100,000 for those rare bug holes. So if you are, if you're a coder, or if you find something cool, or you think you find something cool, you can submit it to them. And I'm sure it'd have to be a major, major issue to get the 100K, but it is out there. A company called, let's see if I can find the company name, My Secure Zone, a new startup out of Hungary, has basically said that crack our military-grade email encryption and they're going to give you 5% of their company. He says, the goal of our company is to help people protect their online privacy and bring the highest grade of user-friendly IT security to the public. For ultimate security, our systems rest on the strong foundations of open source, said Istvan Balas, My Secure Zone CTO. So they're basically saying, if you crack this, you get 5%. that's pretty bold, right? What happens if more than one crack it? They could end up with nothing of the company. Amazon's doing the same as Netflix. They're launching their own television series, and it will be obviously digital only. It's called Alpha House, and they're making a bid for your living room screens. So if you are a Prime member, you're going to get access to this in short order. But again, Alpha House will have its premiere on November 15th. And again, this is the first attempt at original programming by Amazon. It's a small bet by a very big company here, but one that could create additional momentum for the future disruption of what we call television. So pretty exciting stuff here. And this thing has previously gotten some good reviews, but Amazon basically grabbed it up. You know, the Affordable Care Act, or better known as Obamacare, site continues to have issues. But six guys have built a website that probably healthcare.gov should have been in to begin with. So all this really is, and this is kind of an interesting site. It's called Health Sherpa, S-H-E-R-P-A. And what they did is basically you can find your plan. So you can look at the plans that many of you have not been able to look at if you're looking to basically sign up at healthcare.gov. So you enter your zip code. And basically, it brings up, you can tell your details. You can put in your county. You can talk about you and if you're covering your family or, basically put in the basic information. And then you can look at the bronze, silver, gold, platinum, or catastrophic plans that are available. And it basically will give you the details on those and then basically how to buy. So it gives you the details and the pricing of these plans before you have to go on healthcare.gov site. And they're trying to add additional data every day. But these guys can show you, I guess, stuff that the healthcare.gov site might not be able to. I thought this was pretty ironic. I'm like, okay, six dudes in just a few weeks were able to put this together. Again, this is not a replacement for healthcare.gov. But you can look up the plans, at least with this. They say there's no public agenda, just a desire to make good on the government's promise of easy, accessible healthcare information. In fact, all the numbers and facts on the site have been pulled from publicly available and carefully vetted data. Quote, unquote. Oh, I think they need to hire these guys to come in and fix their system. Skip this article. We talked about this many, many months ago. And this was probably after probably Hurricane Sandy. We talked about this new inflatable tunnel plugs. You guys remember this? So New York City's first inflatable tunnel plug will stop floods, smoke, and gas. And I guess they've got the first one in place. And so they have this installed. They're going to be installing it in more tunnels in a variety of different places. But it basically, it folds up into a wall partition. And then when they need it, they can pull it out and basically inflate it in the subway tunnel, keeping the tunnels from flooding, or basically if there's a gas attack or whatever it may be. So they're saying that this thing's pretty effective. And we talked about this before. But anyway, it looks that's going in place in New York City. It's your taxpayer dollars at work there. And I guess if it's, you know, protect the system, it'll work out well. Time will tell. But the thing is, when you have water in a tunnel, that water's got to go somewhere. As the pressure increases, you know, this thing's going to blow like a cork, or, you know, the water's going to be spraying straight up out of manholes and everything else. Oh, man. Okay. Got a couple articles for you over at Geek News Central. iGoogle is officially shut down. You guys have probably known this already. They talked about it for over a year. People were confused why the personal page was shuttering. But they pulled the plug, basically said not enough people were using it and didn't. So a lot of people kind of were caught by surprise about this. And we know that iGoogle was launched in 2005 as an Ajax-driven browser. You could create your own widgets using the Google Gadget API. Of course, you could also add RSS feeds for news from your favorite websites. So apparently it's shelved. And it may still be part of a future Google plan, but for now, it's pow, it's gone, it's finished. So if you're a big iGoogle fan, no more. And of course, the link will be up in the show notes at geeknewscentral.com, and it you basically can check it out at GNC now. Trucker Tom Wiles, wrote me a great article today in Geek News Central talking about his Mac Mini upgrade. He says, I've got two Mac Minis. One of them I use as a computer, and the other I use as an over-the-air HD DVR connected to my home theater. He said, I decided to upgrade the machine as I use as a computer to an SSD hard drive, replacing the stock 5400 RPM drive. He said, I replaced it with a Crucial M500 250 gig SATA 2.5-inch 7mm with a 9.5mm adapter, internal solid state drive, $159 from Amazon. He didn't do the change out himself. He took it to a local Mac dealer, but he is absolutely saying that this is hands down the best bang for the buck upgrade for any computer. And again, if you've got a Mac that's aging and you want it to last another year or 2 years and it has a regular hard drive in it, go SSD. This is the way to go. This is a way to get a lot more performance out of your machine is by this SSD bump. And a lot of companies make these kits now for Macs to actually do the upgrade. And, you know, I still have one of the original Intel Macs here. Matter of fact, the first year they made an Intel Mac, I bought that machine. I didn't buy the machine. I got the machine that's another story. Got that machine, and it's still used today. We put an SSD in it, and it continues to be a machine that we use here at the house on a daily basis. Google Plus connected classrooms offer virtual field trips with the help of Hangouts. You know, I'm telling you, this digital training, digital experiences are going to continue to just really expand. So this connected classrooms thing that Google is doing is bringing the world into your classroom through Google Plus, and they actually had a virtual field trip where the kids were hanging out in the classroom and there was a guy that did a dive, and he was had a microphone wired up. He could talk to kids, and he was showing them octopuses, and he was in a tank. Wasn't in the ocean. Starfishes, you name it, all kinds of cool stuff. And basically, the kids didn't have to be at the aquarium right there with him, but they watched it on a big screen in their classroom. Very, very cool stuff. Save money, get a great experience, interactivity. So this was awesome. And you know, a lot of kids can't go to these big aquariums. It's too far. If they're especially in a small town, you know, the travel time, it just doesn't work out for a school day. But very cool. Teachers will be able to sign up for virtual tours with over 20 partners. There's also the ability to collaborate with the fellow educators across the continent, all within the confines of Google Plus. Really, this is exciting stuff. So it's called Connected Classrooms. For those of you that are moms and dads that have kids in school, tell your teachers about this, okay? And a link will be out in the show notes. Next article up is about CryptoLocker. We've talked about this malware before. It's very bad stuff. If you don't have your media backed up on something like Carbonite, and of course, if you want an invite to use Carbonite, let me know. I'll send you a link to use basically a link that will get credit here. But if you're using, if you're not backing up your hard drive or your computer on a daily basis and you get hit with this malware, you're going to have no choice but to break out the credit card and pay these folks the ransom. So what they're trying to do now is the CryptoLocker creators are trying to extort even more money from victims with a new service. So let's say you're hard-headed and you decide, oh, I got a good backup. I don't need these guys. I can recover the machine and get my backups off the from the net. And if you're good with that and you can do that, you tell these guys to, you know, go pack sand, and it turns out not all of your media can be recovered. They're now asking $2,000 after the deadline's passed. As long as you haven't deleted the encrypted files, you can send them one, and then within 24 hours they'll send you a key, as long as you pay them $2,000 to $2,300 to unlock after you've basically been hard-headed. CryptoLocker is really bad stuff, okay? And be very aware that if your machine gets hit by this, almost easiest, and you hate to pay these extortionists, but the easy way is to break out the credit card and basically pay them off and get your files back. Article on Ars: Google's finally hiding passwords from snoopers in a new build of Chrome. Finally. So Google's Chrome team is basically, you know, we came under fire for a while for its long-held practice of making safe passwords visible in plain text. And, you know, if you hand your computer a friend or leave it unguarded and unlocked, the friendly or a passerby could go into Chrome settings and view any website passwords you save without typing in your system password. The latest build of Chrome for Mac, the open source browser from which Chrome draws its code, gives users a new way to protect their passwords. If you type chrome:// flags in the address bar, it'll give you some information to enable password generation to basically lock that file down. And we'll see if this comes to PC, but for Mac users, this is good news, okay? Tesco, and I'm not familiar with this company. I think this is a company in Europe. Tesco has sparked some privacy concerns to install technology that scans shoppers' faces in order to display video advertising on screens at its petrol stations. So apparently UK's privacy watchdog, the ICO, is looking into the technology. But if you roll in to get some gas, I guess they're going to scan your face and try to upsell you something. All right, I got this email today, and I from a company that's creating this Kickstarter that I thought was, and don't forget about our CES Kickstarter. If you contribute to our CES Kickstarter, you get a really cool t-shirt. You'd be a hipster wearing one of these t-shirts. I mean, it's really nice. Plus, you're helping a great cause. And then, of course, there's different levels, and you get different things at different levels. Of course, that link to our Kickstarter will be in the show notes tonight. But there's a new company or new group putting a Kickstarter together. It's called GPS Cookie Track. GPS Cookie Tracks your trail of digital breadcrumbs. Excuse me. So what they've done, the GPS cooker runs on two AAA batteries and records data onto a micro SD card you supply. It records data, time and location to track your routes, letting you build up a history of your movements. That data can then be imported into Google Earth so you can visualize your travels. Now, some of you are going to think, oh boy, I did immediately. The idea behind the gadget is that you can carry it around and not worry about it until you upload the data to Google Earth and see your information. This could come in handy for travel abroad, so you'll be able to locate that out-of-way Persian cafe later. It can also be used to track bike routes, commutes, or just about any other travel adventure or spying on your wife or kids. I added that last part. The GPS cookie is ready to roll and log your movements right out of the box, but tinkers can get really into it if they want. It is both open source and Adreno compatible. It comes with your choices of a round shape or a sandwich bread shape. GPS data loggers aren't new, but the cookie makes for a simple solution for $79 pledge. It seems to attract plenty of Kickstarter attention already, tripling its $7,500 funding goal with 27 days to go. So, do you guys want to get the GPS cookie and have a couple of these around the house to spy on kids, family members, and so forth? This, to me, was like, made my eyeballs go wide open. Little bit shocked, to be honest with you. I really was kind of surprised that they're doing this. And I guess it's par for the course. But, they asked me to write an article on it and on GNC, and I turned it down. And then I saw CNET covered it, and I'm like, I guess we should have covered it. But you heard it here. It's it will track your movements. Moving on to the aviation side, Lockheed Martin developing successor to the SR-71 Blackbird. Interesting. The SR-72 is using a new hypersonic engine design that combines turbine and ramjets. The company says that the unmanned SR-72 will be twice as fast as its predecessor with a cruising speed of Mach 6. Folks, that's flat out getting it. At Mach 6, a trip across the United States would be, I think, if I think about this right, how far is it from coast to coast? 2,000 miles? Is that correct? I think so. Maybe someone can correct me if I'm wrong here. Maybe it's more than that, but it's less than an hour at Mach 6. 3,700 miles per hour, something like that. Apparently, this thing's going to be unmanned, and they had some pictures of it, basically some mock-ups. Thing is going to be incredible if they're truly building it, but maybe they are. Do you know they still fly? Not the SR-71. I think it's fully retired. But, you know, up to a few years ago, I think they were still flying even the U-2. I remember seeing it somewhere one time. Where did I see it? I don't know if it was NASA or somebody was flying it, but I think they do some research stuff with U-2 still. The mystery barge, the Google mystery barge, is seeing some bets. Bets are being placed. A well-known bookmaker is taking bets on Google. On what Google will do with the mystery barge. And so far, floating data centers are a shoe-in with some interesting wagers coming in as long shots. Paddy Power, an Irish bookmaker known for offline and online betting on questions who will be the next Microsoft CEO and who will be Time Magazine's Person of the Year, is taking bets on Google's plans for the barges. At this point, their 11 to 10 odds means that $110 wager that barges house data centers would net a profit of $100. There's 3-to-1 odds that the next popular bet houses a Project Loon test facility. Project Loon aims to connect people in rural areas via a network of hot air balloons. So we'll see. Anyway, lots of stuff here that people are betting on. So, where there's a will, there's a way, right? All right, this next thing is very, very cool. And I hadn't heard about this yet. It's called Help Outs. You guys hear about this? It's by Google. Something new that's coming. And what this is real help from real people in real time. Help Outs is a new way to connect people who need help with people who can give help over live video anytime, anywhere. It's not available yet. They're currently inviting people with expertise across a number of topic areas. And basically, you can make money for sharing your skills and knowledge with the world. I have already applied. And obviously, you know what topic I'm applied for. You know, don't do this podcast and run a podcast business for without gaining some experience in the space. Okay. On the eve of IPO, Twitter reports a patent threat from IBM. It's not a big deal. But, of course, Twitter is set to start trading its shares on the New York Stock Exchange later this week. This morning, it filed an amended S-1 document revealing IBM has accused Twitter of infringing at least three of its patents. And so, anyway, at this point, the threats take the form of a letter, not a lawsuit. In other words, they're telling Twitter, go pay up. So, you know, IBM's been legendary for turning its patents into a massive licensing machine that at one point was pulling $2 billion annually. It's been unafraid to use patents that it's gained in pre-internet research as a tool to browbeat internet companies. Twitter has pledged to use its patents only for defensive purposes. And they've got a small stable of patents, just 9, I think. But anyway, I guess they're pricing the stock at like $25. How much would you buy if you could get in the action and be a, you know, buy some of that stock on day one? At 25, I'd probably be willing to gamble a couple thousand dollars for sure. You know, that's a pretty small time when it comes to stock, but I think I'd be willing to do that. But sadly, I won't get a chance because it's not going to be available to guys like me. There's a Finnish doctor using video games to treat ADHD. I know some of you may have kids with ADHD or you may suffer from ADHD yourself. If you do, link will be up in the show notes for you to read through. It's more experimental than anything else. Apple's going to be building a manufacturing facility in Arizona, creating 2,000 jobs in the process. So this is pretty cool. And where are they building this at? Does it say exactly where it's going to be? It's not, they're not saying where in Arizona, but looks like they're going to make another manufacturing facility. So this is good news for all of you that live in Arizona. A couple more things here for you tonight. When the Windows breaks, how do you fix it? Well, there's some pretty good stuff on PC World on things you can do step by step to work on your Windows 8 machine from a recovery standpoint. And then there's a pretty negative write-up on Computer World about Microsoft and talking about how it's failed and how people are so upset. We're upset like me over 8.1 and Windows 8 to begin with and the impact it's made to their market share. Article over on Bloomberg Businessweek talking about the military building a real Iron Man suit. And I think, you know, people think about Iron Man in the movie and they think about those metal suits and flying. Here's what it really is. You know, if you really think about it, is there going to be incorporating technologies in a futuristic suit that their special forces folks can use? And it's going to be a lot of technology. You know, it's really going to give their warfighters greater protection through armor that can withstand bullets, all while downloading live video and having communications. Probably heads-up display, all kinds of different things with, you know, maybe data, vital signs going back, heat, temperature, water, oxygen, they say oxygenization, all that stuff that they can keep track of the health of a service member. So they're basically moving forward with this and been talking about it quite openly, surprisingly. Raytheon's in on the deal, of course, along with some smaller firms, but it's going to be called Talos. And Raytheon's not talking, but this is an exoskeleton system that they're designing. So it's going to be very interesting here what they're going to do with this wearable technology and some sort of increased body armor, lighter, faster, and more adapt. Definitely going to hurt the taxpayers' wallets, but in the end, it's all about the communications and all about being able to interact and so forth and do it effectively. The boots on the ground is what always gets it done. Well, Western Digital has done something remarkable. It took Western Digital subsidiary more than a decade to develop a way to reliably seal helium gas inside a hard drive. Western Digital HGST announced that it's now shipping a helium-filled 3.5-inch hard drive with 50% more capacity than the current industry-leading 4-terabyte drives. The new drive uses 23% less power and is 38% lighter than a 4-terabyte drive. Without changing the height, the new 6-terabyte UltraStar HE6 Enterprise-class hard drive cram 7 disk planners into what was a 5-disk platter. They're not talking about pricing. They say this is going to be a premium, but this is huge. The Helium drives run at 4 to 5 degrees cooler than today's 7200 RPM drives. And it goes into quite some detail of what they've done here. But holy smokes. Imagine that. A 6-terabyte drive. Wow. In a 3.5-inch space. It's just amazing. It really, really is. Tom Wheeler's been sworn in as the FCC, makes his first staff appointment. He basically brought in someone from Public Knowledge. Of course, Public Knowledge has been a longtime advocate of net neutrality and deconsolidation of corporate power. So maybe this is a good pick. We don't know. We'll see what happens with the court ruling and so forth. But this guy's that Tom Wheeler's brought in is going to, has to diverse himself of or get rid of his connections to Public Knowledge before he can take the position. But, of course, he's been, this gentleman, Tom Wheeler, was confirmed unanimously by the Senate. They don't ever confirm anybody unanimously. He is a former telecom industry insider. And so we'll see where this leads with him and how he does. We'll see if he actually takes care of the public. The White House has announced the We the People API will let other sites and apps host official petitions. You know, the petitions people can launch and have them available for people to sign if they're protesting something. So anyway, they've made that API available. I guess they're trying to get out some good news after all their other recent IT failures. The Verge has done a great iPad Air review. I'll have a link up in the show notes on that. Just not at all inclined to even, I'll get a chance to look at one when I need to, but the price, you know, they start at $4.99. I think if you want one that kicks in the internet, it's like $7 or something like that as a minimum. Really? You know, I find myself using my Nexus 7 more than anything else. Gosh. And that was $2.49. Remember Vidly? They're trying to reinvent themselves. Vidly goes supernova. Can the one-time king of mobile video get it back in the spotlight? They relaunched an app today called Click, and basically they've rebranded themselves. So basically the app is called Click, the company's called Supernova, and they launched 2 brand new iPhone apps today. One of them, again, it's called Click, is for group chatting, and Epic for sharing slow motion videos. So I'll have the link up in the show notes on that. So Vidly is now, again, known as Supernova. Couple of last articles for you. Jeff Bezos' wife is tacking lopsided and misleading biography in a 1-star Amazon review. She just come off the hook and just slammed this new book out. She was not happy with the read, and she complained that the author really didn't do his homework. But, you know, anytime somebody's spouse is, you know, basically not putting a totally positive light, people become very defensive. India Space Agency prepares for its first ever mission to Mars. If all goes to plan, and he will soon join an elite handful of countries that have successfully sent a spacecraft to the Red Planet. The country will hold on Tuesday a launch of an unmanned orbiter called Mangalyaan, which means Mars craft in Hindi, from its Satish Dhawan Space Center. The craft, which is expected to take men to reach Mars, is largely a demonstration of technology prowess, but it's one that could place India firmly into the select cadre of groups capable of such deep space exploration. So don't have a lot of details on what this thing does, but good luck to India in getting the satellite to Mars. There's a good Nexus 5 review as well that I have up in the show notes. And finally, on Ogizmo, you know, eating ribs. You know, when you eat ribs, it's always, you know, you got to have a pile of napkins, right? That's just the way it is. You eat ribs, it's, you know, or you lick your fingers off before you grab the next one, right? Well, this I call cheating. And if I saw someone doing this, I'd have to ridicule them. But those of you that are watching, someone's made like these little tongs that you hold your ribs with so you don't have to hold them with your fingers or buy or eat eat some chicken wings the same way. $25 for a six pack. I'm sorry. This to me is that's un-American, that product right there. That should be banned from the United States. Eating ribs or eating, you know, I have to tell you, folks from Buffalo, New York, and of course, Rochester, they all think they're the wing champions. Now, Brian, if you're listening, I know that you can take a wing and you can basically strip it clean in one full swoop and you can eat wings 3 to my 1. Okay, I'll give it to you. And Brian's always bragging about his wing eating prowess. And I would say there is a technique to eating wings effectively so that you have a real clean bone. But this product, this would be sacrilegious in Brian's house for sure. I think my daughter might like it. But not happening. That's what doing that's for. All right, let me see if we've got some email today here. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, I didn't even load it. Let me load it up here and see what we've got. We're already an hour and 11 minutes, so I need to get you guys out of here as I'm going through this. Don't forget you can leave a voice comment on the website. There's a link on the second column of the website that basically... It gives you the ability to do that. So don't be afraid to basically point your browser over there and say hello. Got an email from Tim. He linked me to the Wired article talking about the dead man walking. Thanks for that, Tim. I appreciate it. Got an email from, this is from a PR guy. I got to show you guys this. Let me load this page up. Yes, I want. Oh, are you trying to impersonate a page? Let me copy this first. Maybe I can't. What this is, it's a little LED light that, okay, so let me make sure that before I send this over, before I infect my machine here. Okay, that's going to Kickstarter. So let me go to Kickstarter. So it's called Drive Motion. And I think I'm going to have to get this. It's an LED sign you put in the back of your car. And you can press the button for smiley face or wink. Or there's a variety of, you can make your own basically icons. But it's kind of cool. I don't know if you can make one where you're like giving them a grumpy face, or I can think of all kinds of interesting things. I was actually thinking about having one of these and taking it to CES and have it somewhere in the booth and, you know, have it set up so that we can, you know, the audience members or there's something we can do with this thing, but it's called Drive Motion Animator. And, be careful on how you program this because you could get shot if you put the wrong type of gesture into this thing. But you can program it. So it is kind of cool. Let me look. Where's this? It's like $68 is the current backer level. But anyway, I thought it was pretty cool Kickstarter. So and it was sent to me by a PR guy for whatever reason. So thanks for that. Got an email from Jack. He said, hey, Todd, in GNC 903, you asked what we thought about the NSA and Snowden. He said, I tried to make this political neutral because government abuse of power, sadly, is a common on both sides of the aisle. I don't think that you can talk about this subject without considering professional politicians and their politics of power. I can't blame the NSA for what they're doing. They're following the law and guidance from our elected officials. After 9/11, everyone was upset their intelligence organizations did not connect the dots. So we demanded that they fix that blind spot. So now they go out and get a lot of dots and try to connect them. If we don't like this, we need to talk to our representatives in Congress and let them know. I don't know if this level of information gathering is what is upsetting to those complaining or what the government is and can do with that information. I don't know what was driving Mr. Snowden, but he didn't release this information until after the leaks about what our government was doing with private information it already had on us. I'm referring to the IRS use of our private information to selectively harm political opponents of the current administration. Did Snowden, this abuse of our private data by our government trigger him to capture and release this information? I don't know, but the timing does not seem to be coincidental. The level of information collected on each of us by the government is likely provable candy in the candy store for desperate politicians. In 2011, CNN reported on one candidate's legal data gathering to assist in the outcome of elections, and he's referenced below, but it may be too political for GNC. He says, and I'll just read this one. He says, this is from the senator's campaign. He says, we're looking for predictive modeling data mining scientists and analysts at both the senior and junior level to join our department through November 2012 at our Chicago headquarters, read the ad. We're a multidisciplinary team of statisticians, predictive modelers, data mining experts, mathematicians, software developers, general analysts, and organizers, all striving for a single goal of reelecting the president. And this is an article that was linked to on CNN in 2011. He said, what would you have done with access to the NSA information and you knew politicians and government bureaucrats were using that information for their collective personal political gains and to harm those that disagreed with them? Would we trust Nixon or LBJ with this level of personal data collection? These are the things we need to consider when we talk to our elected officials about how many dots we are comfortable with them collecting on each of us. Is Snowden hero traitor? What did he know that triggered his action? We may never know. But the answer to the last question will help answer the first, Jack. Thanks, Jack, for that. I appreciate it. You know, and it's true. You know, if this data is ever being used in the political context, and someone using that political data against a political component, it's just like, well, I'm sure, but they're already collecting data on their own. It's just a big data game, Jack. It's all it is. It's all it is. Crazy stuff. It really, really is out there. Okay, that's going to wrap me up for the show tonight. Do not forget, folks here, that you can really help the show out by going over to bit.ly/TPN crowd, our crowdfunding campaign for our CES coverage. And we got a long ways to go on our goal on that. So we hope that you can help us out. Really, the contribution starts at a very low level. You guys know what we give you. We give you 200, and last year, 244 tech articles, all edited, research linked, that comes into Geek News Central from all the content that we have on CES. It's driven many of your purchasing decisions for the coming year. We do this every year for you, so I hope that you consider becoming a backer of our crowdfunder and helping us out to basically make up some additional expenses for the show. As always, those of you that want to become insiders, hey, that's always available too at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Don't forget, those of you that are insiders received an invite to the new Google Plus private insider community. And those of you that are here just hanging out with the show, hey, that's great. No worries. We've got the public Google Plus Hangout as well. It's basically another community page where you can come in and share information, talk to folks that listen to the show. We want you all involved. Thanks for being here. It's been my pleasure bringing the show, geeknews@gmail.com. Until Thursday, we'll see you. Everyone take care. Aloha.